在这个母亲节
I'm very glad to hear that a number of people will be receiving flowers as mothers.
真的是我很高兴听到很多人姐妹告诉我们他们是因为母亲所以他会收到很多的鲜花。
I'm certain that there will be also many who will be celebrating to honor their mothers today.
我也相信很多的家庭都在这里庆祝母亲节能够和他们母亲在一起。
So let me ask you a question.
让我问大家一个问题。
How did the Mother's Day get started in the United States?
大家知道吗？这母亲节在美国是怎样开始的吗？
It was the effort of Anna Jarvis.
这个母亲节的开始是因为有这样一个人，她的名字叫 Anna Jarvis.
Following her mother's passing away in 1905,
在1905年的时候，因为她母亲过世了
，she conceived a Mother's Day.
然后她就构想了这个母亲节
as a way of honoring mothers' sacrifices for their children.
然后这个母亲节是做什么呢？就是在这里能够纪念我各个母亲为他们孩子所做的牺牲。
So today, as we remember our mothers,
今天我们纪念我们母亲的时候
，and seek to honor them,
真的是很想纪念他们。
I would like to do something.
我要做一些事情。
That is to learn from the life of Ruth.
我们今天要学一些。我们在路德身上学一些东西。
How she was able to use God's redemptive love.
这个路德记里面所记载的路德怎样用这个神救赎的爱。
So that she was able to heal her painful past.
然后因为这个神救赎的爱能够从过去所受的伤口中能够恢复过来。
So even though many of us are familiar with the story of Ruth,
我们很多人，我们弟兄姐妹都很熟悉路德的这个故事。
We might not be too familiar about her painful past.
我们大概不太了解她痛苦的过去。
But as I go through the book,
我再读了一下这本路德记
I noticed that there is shame.
我注意到她有这个羞耻。
There is sorrow.
能够有痛苦。
There is discrimination.
然后是被藐视、被歧视。
And there is poverty.
然后他也有贫穷。
Let's look at shame first.
让我们先看一下他所受的羞耻是什么。
We know one thing about Ruth is that she is a Moabite.
我们知道有一件事情，这个路德他是摩亚人。
And so,When Boaz was being generous towards her, when Boaz was being generous towards her,
当那个波阿斯对他很大方的时候
she replied by saying these words.
路德是怎样回答的呢
Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?
路德是这样回答的我既是外邦人，怎能蒙你的恩？这样的顾恤我呢
？Notice that she called herself a foreigner.
大家注意到，路德在这里称呼他自己是个外邦人。
And then specifically as a Moabite.
特别，他把自己称为摩亚人。
This country had, as its founder is Moab. That's his name, Moab.
因为他所在的这个摩亚人，因为他的这个国家，他的创始人，他的该死的第一个人，他的名字叫摩亚。
Moab is the son of Lot.
他这个摩亚这个他这个人，他是自己是一个人，就是罗德的儿子。
He was born out of the incestuous relationship between Lot and his elder daughter.
摩亚他自己是因为他的父亲罗德和他自己的大女儿这个很不道德的这个 这个关系，然后产生就生出了这他的父亲罗
德。So can you see the shame that comes with that?
大家看见没有？这个里面有没有羞耻在里面
？Although it happened after the wife of Lot died because she disobeyed God's command not to look back on Sodom and Gomorrah.
为什么会出现这样一个羞耻的事情呢？因为罗德的妻子，死了。他是怎么死的呢？因为他那个时候从逃出来的时候，他没有听从神的话，然后呢，他罗德的妻子往后看了看索多玛和俄摩拉。
When Balak was Moab's king，
然后呢，当这个巴勒是做摩亚王国的王的时候
，he felt threatened。By the Israel's continuous conquest of the land of Canaan.
他在那里觉得实在是很害怕，因为以色列人不停地占他的国土。
So he called on Balaam the prophet.
然后呢，他就想了一个办法，请了一个先知巴兰。
To curse Israel.
然后这个巴兰来会请先知巴兰做什么呢？就是诅咒以色列民。
But God refused to listen to those curses.
但是神并没有听这个巴兰的这个诅咒。
And so those curses never got fulfilled.
那个巴兰的诅咒也没有实现。
Another area that can bring shame to Ruth as a Moabite.
另一个方面，为什么路德觉得成为自己本身作为摩亚人是有很羞耻的呢？
Because she married a Jewish people or Israelite.
因为这个他自己是一个摩亚人，但是他和一个以色列人结婚了。
And because of this, his family felt shame, probably.
因为这样的话，他的家庭也很觉得羞耻。
Another thing that brought shame is because.They, as a people, the Moabite, worship the god Chemosh.
另一个路德这在他那个他觉得羞耻的，作为摩亚人觉得羞耻的不是路德，他这个是拿俄米，他觉得羞耻的话，因为他以前他们摩亚人敬拜的是摩亚人的神，那个神的名字叫做基莫。
And then also, Ruth's husband worships the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
是，但是路德的他的丈夫是敬拜的是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神，他们敬拜的神不一样。
And finally, when she wanted to follow.After Naomi, her mother-in-law.
最后，他们决定，他们两个要跟从她的婆婆 Naomi.
It brought further shame to her because she then had to leave behind her God and also her family.
这个就会带给路德这个羞耻，因为他会抛弃他自己的背景的家庭和所敬拜的神。
So we can see the shame that Ruth has suffered in the past.
所以我们在这里看见这个路德在过去的时候所经历的他所觉得的各样的羞耻。
And another thing is sorrow.
另一个方面，他这个路德觉得的就是这个悲伤。
She lost her husband as a young widow.
她的丈夫死了，然后她就成为了一个很年轻的寡妇。
And when that happens, her whole life, her future, everything, has collapsed right in front of her.
这样的话，因为她丈夫死了，她的将来的前途和将来的生活，在她面前就完全的崩溃了。
The plan to have children and start a family, that is all diminished.
她以前所有的希望就是。有一个家庭，也有孩子，这些都没有了希望。
When her husband died, she probably felt regrets.
当她丈夫死了以后，她有可能有后悔。
Because notice in the husband's name.
大家看见她丈夫的名字。
The name Malam in Hebrew means sickly.
因为她的丈夫叫 Malam, 她的名字的意思就是生病。
She probably has said this to herself.
然后这个路德和对有可能这样对自己说
You should have known that your husband is sickly and no wonder he died young.
你知道你的丈夫的名字叫这个生病这个意思所以他这个丈夫就很年轻的就死了。
So we can see that upon shame there's sorrow.
但我们看见所以他这个路德既有羞耻又有这个悲伤。
And then one more, another thing is discrimination.
第三个就是他的所受的歧视。
So when she first arrived in Bethlehem,
他第一刚到那个地方叫 Bethlehem 的时候地方的时候。
She was introduced by the author of the Book of Ruth.
他这路德路德的作者
introduced her as Ruth the Moabite.
他回到那个他原后来就是回到他的家的时候大家就介绍这个人这个路德他别人介绍大家就是把他称为摩亚女子。
When she asked permission, from Naomi,to glean in the field.
然后这个路德就请她的婆婆跟问她可不可以她到这个在这个田地里面去拾麦穗。
The author of the book introduced her again as Ruth the Moabite.
所以这本书的作者路德记的作者也是这样称呼她的就是称她为摩亚女子。
When Boaz wanted to know who's this newgirl gleaning in our field.
然后当这个波阿兹想要知道就问别人这个在地里捡麦穗的这个女子是谁呢
And the overseer introduced her as Ruth the Moabite.
然后这个看管田地的就对这个波阿兹说她就是从摩亚地来的摩亚女子。
So just to get a feel of how Ruth might feel being labeled as a Moabite.
那大家想一想，如果这个路德被别人称这样称呼说，是摩亚女子，她的感觉会怎样呢？
People would look at her as if the way we look at people who come from countries that the U.S. government has categorized as a terrorist nation.
大家有可能那个时候就是觉得。这个摩亚来的人就像我们现在美国看那些从恐怖分子住的地方来的人这个感觉是应该一样的。
So can you sense how much discrimination she felt?
大家能不能想一想她所受的歧视那个时候是有多大
?So not only she suffered shame, with sorrow, discrimination,
不但摩亚所经历的有这个羞耻和悲伤，也有被歧视。
But there's also poverty.
然后呢，那个摩亚，路德那时候有另外一个很痛苦的，就是他很穷。
Although we're not told the economic background of Ruth's family,
我们也不太知道这个路德他的背景的富家的状况怎样。
That is before she got married.
这个在她结婚之前，她夫家是不是富有，我们不知道。
But one thing we know for sure when she was in Bethlehem.
但是我们有一件事情，知道她回到伯利恒的时候。
She was utterly poor.
她是情况是她很穷，非常穷。
The only means that she could put food on the table.
就是。这个意思呢，就是说，他放在桌上吃的食物都不没有。
She had to glean in the field.
然后他能做的呢，到田地里面去捡一些麦穗。
So whatever she was able to pick up.
他能捡到什么
？That is what she will be able to feed on.
她能就是吃什么。
So, she's at the mercy of, the elements.
所以她是因为别人的怜悯她才活着。
Or the owner of the field.
或者是这个田地的主人给她什么她就捡什么。
So now that you know a bit about Ruth's past, painful past.
所以大家从这里可以看到一些路德他的过去是怎样的一个情况。
Let me ask you this important question.
我问大家一个很重要的问题。
Listen carefully.
那仔细听。
Based on her painful past, what do you think is her life script?
大家有没有想象一下，凭着这个路德的这个过去的这个光景，这个路德他本身这个这个生命的生活的这写成剧本是怎样的呢
？In other words, based on her painful past, what do you think is her life script?
大家想一想他这个痛苦的生活的过去，大家想一想他生活的这个剧本剧情是怎样的呢
？I can see some of you asking, what is a life script?
大家有时候会问，什么叫生活的剧本剧情呢
？Let me explain.
让我解释一下。
You probably remember when you were young.
大家有可能还记得在学校年轻的时候在学校。
When the teacher appoint you and a bunch of your classmates, put up a play or drama.
然后这个老师就安排你和其他几个同学来演一出戏。
The teacher would give you a script.
然后这个老师就把这个剧本就翻成一个就是叫脚本然后给你。
And based on the script, then you know what to say, what to act, when to sing, when to dance, and other things.
就拿着这个剧本你就知道你什么时候该说话什么时候该跳舞什么时候该有什么行为。
And so the same way when you talk about life script,
同样的就这个剧本就像你的生活的剧本一样。
Something about your past.
你有你过去的这个情况。
Will write your life script on how to respond to people, how to respond to circumstances.
所以他这个剧本生活的剧本就是写了你怎样回应别人回应生活上的各种情况。
So some of us might say,how does our life script play out in our lives?
所以我们都有可能问这样个问题，我们生活的剧本是怎样写的呢？
Perhaps we can see what our life script based on our life's complex.
我们或者可以看见怎样写这个生活的剧本，就是我们的生活是很复杂的一个事情，怎么写这个剧本呢？
Such as the way we use money.
或者这些就是讲我们怎样来用这个金钱。
How we respond to uncertainties.
我们怎样对待那些不确定的状况我们怎样的反应。
How we raise our children.
我们怎样能够抚养长大我们的孩子。
And how we handle, disagreement.
我们怎样对待我们和别人之间的不同的地方争执
？If you know your life script well enough，
如果你知道你的剧本、你的生命的剧本是怎样很清楚的话
，you can almost predict how you respond in those given situations。
所以你凭着这个剧本，你就可以知道你怎样在这些情况发生的时候，你该怎样的反应。
Let's supposing there's a couple。
让我们举个例子，比如说有一对夫妇。
When the wife was growing up,
当这个妻子长大的时候
，she developed this life script.
她慢慢的就有了这么一个生活的剧本
，which goes something like this.
或者就这样子。
If I make people like me, everyone will be happy.
说。他这样一个妻子有可能这样一个生活脚本就是说我如果让别人像我一样然后每一个人都很快乐。
When I make people like me, 喜欢
我。然后如果我让别人来喜欢我。
Then I will feel worthwhile.
然后我就觉得我是值得了，我做得很值得。
So she is a pleaser.
然后这个这样的这个妻子，就是说她是一个使人快乐的人。
The husband, when she was growing up,
当这个丈夫长大的时候
，I learned this lesson early in life.
他早年的时候就学了这么一个功课。
When people take away things from me,
他学了这样一个功课，就是说，如果有人把东西从我面前拿走，属于我的东西拿走
I should get mad at them and take back what belongs to me.
我要做的反应就是我要生气，我要发疯，然后，告诉他们，这我要把那个属于我的东西抢回来。
So that makes him a fighter.
然后。就是这个剧本就让她这个丈夫成为一个喜欢和人征战的人。
So knowing both of their life scripts,
这样的话，你读了一读他们两个人生活的这个剧本
，You can see how their marriage can be very stressful.
所以你想到他们两个人的婚姻是多么的啊，这个一个痛苦的事情。
Let's just say that.The wife oftentimes overcommits herself to helping people.
所以大家想一想，如果是这个妻子常常在这里能够鼓励别人，帮助别人。
And because of that, she doesn't have much time at home, and for her family and also for her husband.
这样的话，因为他的妻子很愿意去帮助别人，使别人快乐，所以他在家里在和他丈夫在一起的时间就很少。
Can you imagine how the husband would react to his wife?
大家想一想，他的丈夫怎样对他妻子是怎样的一个反应呢
？Now, do you see the importance of life script?
所以大家看一下，这个生活的剧本是不是很重要啊
？Not only should we know our life script,
不但我们要知道我们的生活的剧本是怎样
，but as God's children.We need to know that God can empower us to revise our life script if they're not pleasing to Him.
但是我们要知道，作为神的孩子，我们知道神有这样的大能，他能够让我们能够改变我们生活的剧本，然后让我们所做所行所做的都能够讨神的喜悦。
Let me say it again.
我再说一遍。
Not only should we ask God.To know what our life script is.
不但我们要问我们的神，我们的生活的剧本是怎样。
But we should also ask God to change our life script, what is not pleasing to Him.
我们也要求神，求神能够改变我们生活的剧本。然后，如果生活剧本不讨神喜悦的话，求神能够改变。
And that is exactly what we want to learn from Ruth's life experience.
我们今天要学的，从路德身上所学的生活的这个过程的这个功课就在这里。
And what do we want to learn from her life story?
我们要在路德身上学怎样的功课呢
？How God's redemptive love can heal our painful past.
神他这个充满救赎的爱是怎样来治愈我们过去的痛苦的？
Do you want to learn that? How God's redemptive love can heal your painful past?
就是大家学一下，神充满救赎的爱是怎样能够治愈我们过去所受的痛苦。
I kind of summarize it in three principles.
我差不多把它总结了一下，有三点。
The first one is using God's redemptive love to bless others.
第一点就是要用神这个救赎的爱来祝福别人。
The second one is taking refuge in God's redemptive love.
第二点就是在神救赎的爱里面找到这个避难所。
And the third is becoming a channel for God's redemptive love to others.
第三点就是成为神救赎爱的管道，然后把这个爱传给别人。
Let's look at the first principle.
就看一下地点是怎么回事。
Using God's redemptive love to bless us.
就是用神救赎的爱来祝福别人。
Here's the scene in Ruth chapter 1.
大家看一下这个路德记第一章里面有这样一个场景。
Now, Naomi heard the back home in Bethlehem.
Naomi 那时候带着两个儿妇回到伯利恒的时候。
Because she had heard news that God has come to help his people and to bring food again to them.
因为 Naomi 听说神祝福了他的百姓，然后给他的百姓地上又让百姓有很多的食物收成。
So she gathered her belongings and then was preparing to leave along with her two daughters-in-law.
然后她就把她的这个行李收拾了一下，然后想带着儿妇回到伯利恒。
Now they were on their way to go back to Bethlehem.
他们在路上走到一半的时候，
All of a sudden, Naomi made a 180 degrees turn.
突然 Naomi 完全改变了他的主意，180度的改变。
He said these words to his daughters-in-law.
然后他就对他的儿妇们说了这样的话。
It's recorded in Ruth chapter 1, verses 8 and 9.
在路德记第一章八到九节是这样记载的。
Let's read it in Chinese first.
让我们一起来读中文。拿奥米对两个儿妇说，你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样，愿耶和华使你们各在心腹家中得平安。于是拿奥米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭。
Let's read it in the English. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness, as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another's husband. So what made Naomi change her mind?
所以大家想，什么事情使 Naomi 突然改变了她的想法？
She was very desperate and in need of her two daughters' help at this stage in her life.
这个时候她是很需要她的两个儿妇能一起来帮助她的。
But one thing I believe that changed her mind.
第一件事情，我想她为什么改这个主意呢？
Well, she was very grateful for her two daughters-in-law to love her and so forth.
她这里很感谢她的两个儿妇这样的对她这样的好，也这样的爱她。
And this is one key word that we need to focus on what she said to her daughters-in-law.
所以有一个很关键的词，她是对她两个儿妇怎样说的。
It's the word translated into English, kindness.
所以她这个在英文的话，就是这个词叫 kindness, 就是恩待的意思。
And she used this word two times.
他这个时候用了这个恩待这个词用了两遍。
First, it was used of God.
第一个他就是用的这个字叫 of God.
The first time that he used the word kindness, 恩慈, relates to God as a blessing.
Okay. 好 ,okay.他第一次用这个恩待这个字的话，是用这个恩慈这个意思，就是和神有关，就是神给他的恩待。
And the second time, she thanked the two daughters-in-law for showing kindness to her.
第二个这个恩待，他就是说，就是谢谢他两个儿妇怎样的对他的好，他叫恩待。
So let me ask you a question.
我要问大家一个问题。
Since they are the same word kindness,
这两个词都在英文里面都用了这个恩待和恩慈这个意思。
When it was used to describe the two daughters in law, how they have very well treated Naomi, what does it mean?
所以它里面其中后面一个意思就是也是前面和后面一个意思都很相似，就是他谢谢两个儿妇对他非常的好。
So when it was used to describe the two daughters-in-law, Naomi is saying this.
当他这个恩待这个字，恩慈这个字用在两个儿妇怎样对他的时候，他是这个意思。
She's saying, "You are very loyal to me. You're willing to serve me then, and you're willing to serve me even when I go back to Bethlehem."
他对两个儿妇所说的就是你们对我相当的好，你们两个对我非常的忠诚。在以前，在摩押地的时候，你们对我很好；回伯利恒的时候，你们也会对我很好。
This is a very high level of love on a human level.
他就是这个所表达的，就是人所能表达的非常一个崇高的爱，最高程度的爱。
Now when Naomi blessed the two daughters-in-law and used and asked for God to show His kindness to them. What does it mean?
然后这个 Naomi 在为两个儿妇祝福的时候，她也用了这个 kindness， 就是这个恩待的事情。她所说的 kindness 所描述的就是神恩待她的两个儿妇。
It can be described as not only faithful love.
不但所描述的不仅是一个完整的爱，忠诚的爱
，but also a love that is initiated by God。
但是这个后面这个恩待就是从神来的恩待，就是从神起始的这个恩。
Not based on the merit of the recipient of His love。
这个神从神那里来的恩典，不是因为。这个所受恩典的人做了什么特殊的事情
？At the same time, this love, which we can describe as redemptive love.
所以我们把神从神那里来的爱，可以描述成一个救赎的爱。
Can keep us from error and from evil.
他所从神那里来的爱，使我们不犯错。然后能从罪恶中离开。
A love that can really transform us from the inside out.
这个从神来的爱真的是能够从里到外能够改变我们的生命。
And it can never, never change.
从神来的爱是永远不变的。
Very much unlike people.
不是像人一样从人那里来的爱常常变。
Wherein man is changeable.
因为人是常常变的。
And our love can also is limited by our knowledge and wisdom.
我们所表现出来的爱是受我们的知识和我们的能力限制的。
And our love ends when we end our life on this earth.
当我们的生命在地上结束的时候，我们所给的爱也就结束了。
Whereas God's love is eternal.
但是从神来的爱是永远的。
So let me ask you.
我问大家一个问题。
When Naomi pronounced this blessing, asking God to show His kindness to His two daughters-in-law.
当 Naomi 在那里求神对他两个儿妇彰显他的恩典的时，彰显神的恩典的时候
，Was she very deeply appreciative of our two daughters-in-law?
真的是那个时候，他是非常感谢他两个儿妇对他的好。
I believe so. Yes.
我也是这样想的，对，是这样子的。
Do you believe also when she asked God to bless them this way?
你也这样相信？当神 当神让拿奥米是怎样祝福他两个儿妇呢？
That her faith in God, despite of her sorrow, her loss, is still intact.
所以，但是，请再讲一遍。
Do you believe that Naomi's faith in God is still there?
大家知道，这个拿奥米他所信靠的那个神是还在那里。
I believe so, 100%, that her faith in God is still there.
但是他对神的这个确据还在那里。
From this first principle,
因为这个第一个原因
using God's redemptive love to bless others,
就是要用神这个救赎的爱来祝福别人。
That Naomi, out of her appreciation for her two daughters-in-law,
然后Naomi 对她两个儿妇也非常的感谢。
And her faith in God, bless them.
因为她对神的信靠，所以她用神来祝福她，她让神希望神来祝福他们。
At that point, when Naomi blessed them in this manner, did she really?Know how God will bless them.
那个时候，拿奥米，那个时候，拿奥米在那里求神能够祝福，能够恩待他的儿妇。那个时候，拿奥米有没有什么主意？想没想到过最后他两个儿妇怎样受祝福吗
？I believe she has no clue how God is going to bless the two daughters-in-law.
所以，拿奥米那个时候估计是完全没有一个看见神是怎样的，最后是怎样的祝福他的儿妇的。
But it is exciting as we look further in the story that we see how God step by step fulfill her blessing.
我真的是很感动，看这个故事的时候，我们看见神怎样一步一步的能够完成了他这个恩典，能够给路德的他和儿妇的那两个儿妇的恩典。
So let's look at this second principle.
我们看一下第二点。
So the first principle is using God's redemptive love to bless others.
因为第一点我们所讲的就是用神救赎的爱来祝福别人。
The second is taking refuge in God's redemptive love.
第二点就是在神的救赎之爱中能够找到避难所。
When Naomi urged Ruth to follow Orpah, who is going back to her people and her gods. Ruth responded in this manner.
然后拿奥米对路德说：“你还不就跟着你这个嫂子回到她的家和她的神那里去？”路德是这样回答的。
Let's read how she responded, based on Ruth, chapter. 1:16-18. Let's read in Chinese first.
好，我们现在来看一下我们路德记上面是怎样记的。第一节第一章16节到18节，路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在哪里。除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。拿奥米见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。
Let's read it in English now. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go.And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. Those were the famous words of Ruth, isn't it?
这些都是神 记载啊，这都是路德所说的话。
She made a lifelong commitment to be loyal to not only Naomi, but also to be faithful to her God for the rest of her life.
他在这里所记载的就是路德，所定义所下的一个决心，不但是对这个拿奥米一生要忠诚，紧紧跟随拿奥米，也要紧紧跟随拿奥米的神，就是一生要跟随拿奥米的神。
And also, it is a step in the right direction.
这大家看见，这个就是朝着一个正确的方向的这一步。
Because later on, we see from Boaz's lips saying these words to help us to better understand what it means to follow God and to be loyal and to be faithful to Him for the rest of our lives.
所以后来我们听见这个从波阿斯嘴中所说出的话，就是他所说的话，波阿斯所说的话，就是说什么是叫跟随神，什么叫一生一世跟随神。一生一世跟随神所能带给你的是什么？
So Boaz, after hearing what Ruth have done to sacrifice herself and to serve her mother-in-law,
后来当波阿斯听说这个路德是怎样下了一个定义，怎样是来尽一生牺牲自己所有的来跟随他的这个婆婆，他婆婆的神，他是这样说的。
He was deeply touched.And he described Ruth's commitment to God in the, using these words found in Ruth chapter 2, verse 12.
然后这个波阿斯听到这个事情的时候，他是完全就是心里很感动，然后他就用了这样的一句话来回答这个路德所说赞美路德所说所做的事情，就是记载在二章十二节里面的。
Let's read it in the Chinese first.
二章十二节是这样的：愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
Let's read it in English. Ruth chapter 2 verse 12. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord.The God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Wow, those are powerful words of affirmation.
真的是，这也是很，真的是很强的赞美的话。
Can you imagine what goes through Ruth's mind when she heard those words?
大家能不能想象，在这个的脑海中当他听到这些话的时候，他会怎样的想呢？
Your commitment to follow God of Israel faithfully means that you have come under His refuge.
他是说，你这样定义要跟随以色列的神，就是来投靠以色列的神，在他的避难所里面。
What does it mean in that blessing that Boaz gave to Ruth?
这个波阿斯所给的这个路德的这个祝福是什么意思呢？
Basically, what has happened to you in the past, whether your past sin, your past pain.
就是不论你过去，你的过去是有多么的罪恶，有多少的痛苦。
God wants to heal you. God wants to protect you from those pain, from hurting you again.
神要这里要在这里保护你，然后神要保护你不再受那些过去的悲伤来再次的伤害你。
And have you noticed how God has put the words in Naomi to bless Ruth?
大家有没有注意到神怎样把他的话给了这个拿奥米来祝福这个路德？
Asking God to show kindness to her.
然后求拿奥米求神能够在能够向路德给这个恩典。
And here now, Boaz is saying that God is blessing you by allowing you to come under his protection.
这里波阿斯所说的就是你来投靠在耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的恩赐。
So let me ask you a personal question.
我问一下你一个问题，个人的问题。
Have you taken refuge in God?
你有没有在这个神的翅膀下作为你的避难所？
What are some of the ways that we can come to take refuge in God's redemptive love?
我们怎样才能在神的翅膀下找到这个避难所呢？
I pray that the Holy Spirit will point this out to you as we look at the next slide.
我愿圣灵能够向你彰显他的定义。我们下面看一下下面一个
Could it be old wounds that keep opening?
是不是你有没有旧的伤口你是不是不停的打开？
Or maybe our glories you keep reliving.
或者是你旧的荣耀你不停的在那里就是仰赖这些旧的荣耀。
Chiping, if we can kind of
advance the slide. 有一个屏幕的已经 fine. Yeah, 对。
Okay, thank you.
下一个。
All glories that keep reliving.
然后旧的荣耀你一直赖以生存。
Old grudges you keep nursing.
旧的怨恨你一直在往里加肥料。
Old insults you keep rehearsing.
或者旧的伤害你一直在重复的在那里
Old fears you keep reliving.
演示一下。或者你旧的这个害怕你或者不停的提起向自己不停的提起。还有下面两个 slide.
Let's take a moment to allow the Holy Spirit to search our hearts.Is he pointing out any old wounds?
让我们想一想，思考一下，我们求圣灵，说我们有没有旧的悲伤啊？
If we are willing to be honest before the Lord, he can heal us.
如果我们在神面前诚实的话，神能够在这里帮助，能够帮助我们愈合这个伤口。
Let us be quiet before the Lord for a minute.
让我们在神面前能够花一点时间，能够想一想有没有这样。
I pray that whatever you have brought to the Lord, the things that have caused you pain in the past, that He will heal you.
我这里向神祷告，不论有什么事情，现在在你的脑海中，那些事情是过去的，那些事情常常的来伤害你。我这里求神的大能能够医治你，从过去的伤口中能够出来。
Why is it important for us to leave behind the things that keeps us from moving forward?
为什么是很重要的一件事情，就是要忘去过去的痛苦，然后这个痛苦不能让我们接着往前行。
Let us read these words written on the next slides.
我们下面读圣经的其他下面在屏幕上也有显示。
It is the past tense mind is one that constantly relives negative events in the past. Once we have been freed from the sin issues of the past or the demonic strongholds that resulted from our past, we are commanded in scriptures to not dwell on the sinful past, but rather to go forward to what lies ahead. Let's have the translation in Chinese.
过去的思维是不断地重复过去负面事件的思维。 一旦我们已经摆脱了过去的罪恶、问题或者恶魔的控制，神命令我们不要专注于我们过去的罪恶，而是继续前行。这是得胜的属灵征战。Let's
read what Paul has to tell us about leaving what things behind. In Philippians 3:13.
我们也看一看保罗是怎样告诉我们怎样忘记过去的事情的，是在腓立比书3:13。Let's
read it in Chinese verse.
先读中文。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来。
Let's read it in English. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You see how important it is?
大家有没有看见?
Our past can keep us from moving forward to reach out to God's calling for us in the future.
大家有没有注意到这个是多重要的一件事情啊？我们的过去是如果我们不能忘记的话，就不能往前跑，一直跑到神所定归我们所得的奖，就得到神所定归我给我们的奖赏。Brothers
and sisters, I'm praying that the Lord will release you from your painful past, heal of it.
主啊，我在这里祷告神，求神能够使弟兄姐妹从过去的痛苦中能够解脱出来。So
that by His redemptive love, He can move forward to His fulfilling His future for you.
然后，因为神救赎的爱，你自己就能够往前跑，一直能够得到神所给你的、所预备的。
So this is so far what we have learned about God's redemptive love.
所以这一点就是我们所学到的神救赎的爱。
That we can use His redemptive love to bless others like Lionel did.
或者我们用他的给我们救赎的爱能够祝福别人。
We can also take refuge in His redemptive love, like Ruth did.
我们在神的救赎之爱中找到避难所，就像路德所做的。But
I hope we don't stop there.
但是我也不是希望大家就在那停止了。That
we will become a channel of God's redemptive love to others.
然后我们也要成为一个神祝福别人的管道。
And it's very interesting that when Ruth started to go out and glean in the field,
也很有趣的一件事情，当路德到这个麦田里面去捡麦穗的时候,
that of all the fields that she can go to, she ended up in the field owned by Boaz.
她可以去那么多的田里，不同的田里去捡麦穗，但是她最后就到了这个波亚斯的这个田里在捡麦穗。
That's why when she was shown kindness by Boaz, this is how she responded.
所以当他当波阿斯向他彰显这个对他的爱的时候，他是这样回答的。In
Ruth 2:10, we read these words.
当路德记2:10是这样写的。Let's
read it in Chinese first.
好，是先读中文。路德就俯伏在地叩拜，对他说。 我其实坏胖人， 怎能蒙你的爱这样顾恤我呢？
Okay, at this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" She felt so unworthy of this kindness and generosity. So do you see how God is beginning to use Boaz as his channel of redemptive love to bless Ruth?
所以大家能看见神是怎样用波阿斯、神是怎样用波阿斯彰显神这个救赎的爱，让波阿斯成为这个管道的。
So when Ruth went home with so much harvest and show it to Naomi, how did Naomi respond to it?
当路德回家然后给这个 Naomi 看这么多所捡的麦穗和那么多粮食的时候，那 Naomi 是怎样说的呢？
Naomi quickly asked, "Which field did you go to glean today?"
然后 Naomi 就很快就问，你到哪个田里去捡麦穗呢？
And then when the name of Boaz was mentioned,
当提到这个瓜子的
Naomi then said, "The Lord has been kind to both the living and the dead."
当路德提到这个波阿斯这个名字的时候，Naomi 是这样说，神是对对生和死的都是这样有恩典。
So the reason why Naomi was so grateful to God is because of this.
为什么 Naomi 这样的感谢神是因为这个事情？
Because Boaz is a relative of her husband.
因为波阿斯是她丈夫的一个亲戚。
So Boaz then is qualified to be a kinsman redeemer.
所以波阿斯是可以被称为至敬的亲属。
So what is a kinsman redeemer?
至敬的亲属或者说是至敬的救赎人是什么意思呢？
A kinsman redeemer is a person who take up the responsibility of buying back the land and other possessions belonging to a deceased relative.
至敬的亲属或者至敬的救赎人，就是说这个人是有这个责任，他有这个责任就是要买回这个已死的这个人的田地和其他的所拥有的物件的一个人。
So how can weask somebody to become a kinsman redeemer.
我们怎样能够请某个人成为至敬的亲属呢？
So to do this, Ruth dressed herself up.
然后要怎样去对这个波阿斯说话，路德就那里打扮整齐。
And at that time, it was harvest time.
在那个时候，收割的时候。
And so oftentimes people are busy from daybreak to sundown.
那个时候人是非常忙的，因为要忙着收割，从早到晚大家都很忙。
So Boaz would be sleeping in the threshing floor.
然后这个波阿斯就睡在这个打谷场上。
And then Ruth was told by Naomi that she should go there when Boaz is sound asleep.
所以Naomi 就对路德说，你要在这个波阿斯睡觉的地方，要在那里等他。
And people, when they read this account, will kind of wonder, why is Ruth doing this?
就是要睡在这个波阿斯的这个睡觉的帐篷里。这个那读到这一段。
Isn't Ruth taking a big risk to be sleeping next to a man all by herself?
那个时候大家就会有这样的一个问题，如果这个路德就是睡在一个男人边上，是不是有很多的危险呢？很大的危险。
Isn't this inappropriate or even possibly immoral?
是不是这个合适不合适，是不是有道德上的问题呢？
But here's the answer. If you look at Luke chapter 3, verses 1 to 5,
这是有一个答案, 就是大家看到这个路德记三章一到五节的时候,
It was Naomi who asked Ruth to take this action.
是Naomi让路德做这样一个行为的, 她让路德, 穿戴整齐, 然后, 睡在, 博阿斯的帐篷里。
It is a cultural accepted practice.
这个是, 从一个传统上是一个, 可以接受的一个事情。
And then secondly, from the response of Boaz to Ruth, you can also see that this was something not only acceptable, but it is something that is well respected.
所以大家后来看见这个波阿斯对这个路德的反应，就是说，不但这件事情是可以接受的，而且是可以尊重的。
Let's look at Ruth chapter 3, verses 9 to 11, of what Boaz said in response to Ruth.
我们看, 路德记三章九到十一节，是这样，波阿斯对路德是怎样反应的。
Let's read it in Chinese first.
先读中文，波阿斯说，女儿啊，愿你们耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前的更大，因为少年人无论贫富。 你都没有跟从，女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。Let's
read it in English. The Lord bless you, my daughter, he replied. This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger man, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All the people of my town know that you are a woman of noble character. Now, do you understand why Ruth is so well respected among Christian circle?
为什么大家想一想，为什么路德在这个基督徒里面是这样的受尊重？
Because she was affirmed by Boaz. That she is a woman who is known for her noble character.
因为波阿斯在这里回答说，在这里确定， 路德是个贤德的女子。
And then here we also see that when Ruth came to Boaz, she was essentially saying, or giving a proposal for marriage. That's what it is.
大家也看见这个故事，就是当路德到波阿斯那里的时候，他是这样的，就其实就是提了一个婚姻的建议。
So you can see that a woman can propose to a man here, don't you?
大家有没有看见，这个女人是可以在这里向男人求婚的。
But she is doing it for the family of Elimelech and her husband.
她是为她这个以利米的这个家庭来做这件事情。
And so when Boaz was able to be the guardian redeemer of Ruth,
当波阿斯可以成为这个致敬的亲属，成为路德致敬的亲属和救赎人的时候，
Boaz and Ruth got married.
波阿斯和路德就结婚了。And
then the elders and the town people came together to give their blessings to their wedding.
所以城里的长老们和其他的百姓都在这里庆祝他们的结婚。
And we read these words in Ruth chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Look at Boaz in the picture. He's so happy.
大家看见在第四章11节和12节里面记载了这样一个场景。大家看这个图上，波阿斯也很高兴。
Let's read Ruth chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 in Chinese verse.
路德记四章十一节，在城门。 坐着的众民和长老都说，我们做见证，愿耶和华使进你家的这女子像建立以色列家的拉杰利亚二人一样，又愿你在以法他得亨通，在伯利恒得名声，愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后嗣，使你的家像他玛从犹大所生法勒斯的家一样。
Next, we would like to look at the verse in English. Okay. Without reading it, just want to explain what happened.
我不再读，我就解释一下怎么事情发生了。
Imagine Ruth being a widow.
大家想象一下，这个路德那个时候是一个寡妇。
Being a Moabite.
然后他又是个摩亚人。
So they were considered.Enemies of Israel.
那个时候摩亚人是被认为是以色列人的敌人。
Now she's being blessed, she's being honored with these words.
然后她就得了这样的这些话语的祝福。
They say that may this young woman who enter your family.
好，愿这个女子进入你家。
Be like Rachel and Leah.
就像拉杰和利亚一样。
You know what that means?
这什么意思啊?
These two women, Rachel and Leah, are the matriarchs of Israel. That's how this nation got started.
这个利亚和拉杰是以色列人这个族的母亲，族的母，就是他们的，他整个的这个以色列人就是从这两位女子开始的，都是他们的后代。
Can you see how much Ruth has been elevated in her social position in the community?
大家有没有看见这个路德在这个社会的地位上得到了怎样的一个高举?
And if that's not enough, the blessing also has to deal with the tribe of Judah.
然后就像犹大这个支派一样。
Because the founder of this tribe, Judah,lost his wife early.
因为犹大这个以前的族长他的妻子死了。
And so Tamar then became bore the son so that the tribe of Judah can continue.
因为这个犹大的族长没有子没有后裔，但是他玛就是进入了他的家。然后使这个犹大这个王，生了这个法勒斯，然后这个犹大这个就是能够继续他的族裔了。
And then down through the lines of Judah came King David.
从犹大支派后来又出了这个他的后代就是大卫王。
And from the descendants of Judah came the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
从大卫的后代，然后就是我们的主耶稣基督，就是从大卫这个族里，大卫族里的后代。
Let's look at the big picture of God's redemptive love.
然后我们看一下整个这个神救赎的爱的一个大的图像是怎样。
When Naomi have nothing to give to her daughters-in-law.
当 Naomi 给她的这个媳妇什么都给不了的时候
，The only thing that she has was God's redemptive love, and that's what she gave through a blessing.
所以拿俄米那时候什么也没有，她能给的就是神救赎的爱，所以她就祝福了她的儿妇。
We never heard what happened to Orpah, the other daughter-in-law.
我们没有看见另一个媳妇 Orpah 她的结局是怎样。
But Ruth chose to follow not only Naomi, but the God of Israel.
但是路德决定跟随拿俄米，然后回到以色列。
And based on Naomi's blessing, which I believe God put those words of blessing in her mouth.
因为拿俄米给她的祝福，我相信这个拿俄米给儿妇的祝福是神把话语放在拿俄米的口中。
Then God used Boaz to take Naomi, take Ruth as his wife.
然后神使波阿斯娶这个路德做他的妻。
Because he saw that Ruth took refuge in God of Israel.
因为神所看见的就是路德求以色列的神做他的避难所。
Now the whole community come and bless Ruth.
所以整个的以色列的族整个的那个时候的众民和长老都来这里祝福路德。
Not only accept her into their community and their family.
不但接受路德作为他们家族成员的一位。
They can see that she is going to be used by God to bless the other descendants down through the generations.
然后大家也看见神用路德祝福了他后面的各个后代。
And guess who was included in being blessed through the line of Ruth?
大家看见谁也是同样包括在这个路德的后代中呢？
All of us who have come to faith in Jesus Christ, who is one of our descendants.
我们这些人，我们这些是耶稣基督的儿女，都成了他的后代，都是受祝福的。
So we give credit all to God.
我们真是把这些赞美都要归给神。
But there is no denying that God can use Naomi.
但是我们也不能在这里否认神用了拿奥米
，can use Boaz，
然后神也用了波阿斯
，and then use Ruth，
然后用了路德
，to bless us with His redemptive love。
然后这些人都是神用来向我们传达他这个救赎的爱。
So mothers who are here today，
所以在今天在座的各位母亲们
，do you see the tremendous power that God has given to you？
大家看你没看见神给你极大的祝福。
Not only to raise your children, but to bless them.
不但你要抚养长大你的儿女，然后你也要祝福他们。
Are you willing to be a channel of His redemptive love to your children and to your descendants?
你愿不愿意成为神这个救赎的爱的管道，然后来祝福你的儿女？
And if those of us whose mothers have already passed on,
或者我们这些已经是母亲的
many times you might feel I did not do enough to repay the love and sacrifice for my moms.
我们往往想到我们没有付很大的代价作为一个母亲来说。
But I believe that if you can recall.What qualities and sacrifice that they have?
但是你能不能想到你的母亲所给你的这个牺牲和这个她所牺牲各样的事情
？And you follow their example.
你跟随他们的例子。
Especially if they are Christians.
特别你的母亲如果是她是基督徒的话。
You allow God's redemptive love.To be passed on to your future generation.
然后你要允许神这个救赎的爱能够接着能够传下去，传给你祝福给你的后代。
That's a great way for you to honor them in memory of them.
你也是通过这样一个办法来纪念你已经过去的母亲。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们在这里做结束的祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father.
亲爱的主天父
，We thank you so much for your redemptive love.
真的是很感谢你这样给我们的这个救赎的爱。
A love that we are so undeserving.
这样一个爱是我们是不配得的。
But you show it to us so that we can heal our painful past.
但是你这样把你的爱给了我们，因为这一点我们就能够弥补我们过去痛苦的过去
，so that as we are healed of our painful shame in the past，
当我们从过去的羞耻中在这里愈合的时候
，our sins in the past，
我们的过去的罪
our sorrow in the past.
我们过去的悲伤。
Our regrets in the past.
我们过去的后悔。
So that we can move forward to your higher calling.
然后我们就能够接着往前走，然后从你得到那从上来的呼召。
Please bless all the mothers that are among us.
真的是在这里祝福我们在这里所有的母亲们。
To see that we have the tremendous privilege.
真的是让我们当看见我们有这样好的一个好一个特权。
To be channels of your redemptive love to our children and their future generations.
然后让我们能够成为你祝福你救赎爱的管道给我们的孩子和他们将来的各代。
And we pray for everyone who seeks to be a channel of your redemptive love to others.
然后我们也这里祝福如果我们中间有愿意成为神爱的管道的那些人。
That we can see that your love is truly transforming.
真是看见你的你给我们的爱真是改变了我们。
And we pray and thank you in Jesus' name.
我们在这里祷告我们谢谢主耶稣基督奉耶稣基督名阿们。
Amen.
阿们。